My name is Tom Delaney. I'm going to be talking about some work that myself and Jan Carney, who's the Associate Dean for Public Health, that I work with. We're both at the University of Vermont College of Medicine. We also worked with an undergraduate named Kyle Concannon. In fact, a lot of his data collection was part of his senior honors thesis. So, kudos to him. I have nothing to disclose. I actually want to provide an even broader piece of background than what's on this slide. Our college tries very much to integrate with local community resources and community agencies. We have a real focus on having medical students actually be out in the community because we think that they're going to learn more about the community they're going to wind up serving. About half of them will wind up staying in state through residency and actually practicing within the state. So we want them to have those connections. We feel that it also enhances their educational experience. In general, there's not enough public health in the medical curriculum at our institution. I suspect that's true for a lot of institutions. There's actually not one single course called public health. They pick up bits and pieces of epidemiology. They pick up bits and pieces of policy, bits and pieces of legal aspects of public health, but they don't really get it. It's sort of sprinkled through things. And probably the biggest thing that we're trying to do in this research is figure out how do you get those concepts in there in a really concrete and effective way? How do you get their attention so that they actually can develop competencies relating to public health as opposed to just having some sort of random factoids floating around in their brain when they finish their education? So national reports call for education in population health for all medical students, but public health is likely underrepresented as a topic in the curriculum. Our goal, or overarching goal, which includes working with the Vermont Department of Health and other public-serving agencies, is to integrate public health into the entire four-year medical curriculum. Right now, we're really focused on assessing medical student knowledge, attitudes, and educational interests as it relates to public health. We're also trying to find out whether there are relationships between students' attitudes towards public health, which actually vary greatly from one student to another student, and their actual knowledge, whether your attitude towards public health as an aspect of medical education is actually predictive of how knowledgeable you are. The mouse works. So we developed a 50-item questionnaire, and the items assess general attitudes and specific knowledge relating to population health. We developed four scales based on the work of Allen and colleagues. It was published in, I think I have the reference later. But they basically went through a process where they identified four domains, and we took each domain and we sort of created some items that we felt really tapped into those domains. The first is called evidence-based practice, then clinical preventive services and health promotion, health systems and health policy, and community aspects of practice. We got data from three cohorts of medical students. So the youngest, earliest cohort is the class of 2013, then second year, and a third year, which in our curriculum is the clinical clerkship curriculum, where they spend 6 or 8 weeks really focusing in specific clinical settings, move on to the next setting. And they have relatively little structured coursework during the third year. So for each item, we came up with composite variables that allowed us to do continuous data analysis. So we could do analysis of variance because we created continuous variables out of a cluster of individual either correct or incorrect answer to the question items. Some of our items were, for agreement, for example, we actually had a 4-point agreement scale, and for analysis, we just collapsed it into a 2-point agreement scale. You either agreed or you disagreed. We compared proportions of correct responses on knowledge-based items with agreement items. So the agreement items are basically attitude, like do you believe that public health will be an important part of your medical curriculum, your medical education? And you either agree with that or don't agree with that. And then we basically did cross-tabs and chi-square to see whether that was associated with whether agreement is associated with correctness and knowledge on those items. So here's the most, using the domains as a sort of the rubric, we selected the items that the students answered least correctly. So the most incorrect responses and domains we thought were pretty interesting. So the item, which is the most important characteristics of the public health, population health approach in medical practice, and we had a list of five choices, and almost 80% of the students across all three cohorts were able to answer that in what we believe was the most correct way. For the policy domain, about 84% were able to answer the question, which of the following statements best describes how most Americans get medical insurance, which is through employee-sponsored programs. Less than half were able to answer an evidence-based of practice question, which was, over the past 15 years, the percentage of 8th grade students who have used alcohol has, and that was either increased substantially, increased, decreased, decreased substantially. Less than half were able to say increased substantially, which is true for our state. And community aspects of practice, the item that was least correctly answered was, among non-smokers, which of the following is the leading cause of lung cancer in the U.S.? So there's a good deal of variability. In general, medical students are very good at answering test questions. They tend to get in the 80s and 90s, even just based on who they are. So we were actually kind of happy to see there were items we could get half of them to answer incorrectly. About attitudes and item correctness, we used response to a statement, so whether you agree or disagree with this statement, and then we compared knowledge based on whether you agree or disagree. The statement is, the most effective public health approach to address growing numbers of individuals with chronic conditions, such as diabetes, emphasizes improved technologies for diagnosis and treatment. This is actually a statement that we, as the researchers, don't particularly agree with. We believe in prevention and education and things like that. We don't think that necessarily having a better way of imaging the kidney is the way to go about driving down diabetes rates. But we had about 63% who disagreed, which we wanted them to disagree, but we had 37% who actually agreed with that statement. So then we broke out whether they got knowledge items correct, their overall knowledge from those knowledge items correct, and we found that there was a little bit of a difference, about a 5-point difference, where if people had what we thought was the positive, beneficial attitude, that they were a little bit more likely to actually be knowledgeable about public health. And the next one that we broke out by agreement and disagreement is healthcare is best understood and guided by studying groups of patients. So among the people who disagreed with that, there was no difference between them and the people who did agree with the statement. Most people agreed with the statement, obviously. When we examined the statement, physicians in training are best prepared to care for individual patients by receiving education in public health, population health, and in how to improve health in communities. We did have people who disagreed with that statement, so 25% disagreed with that. They were slightly more correct in demonstrating their knowledge than were the people who actually agreed with the statement. That was not statistically significant, though. So we looked at the effective cohort. One of the things we believe anecdotally, and we have some data on it, we haven't published yet, we believe that student attitudes about the importance of population health actually changes from when they very first start medical school to when they actually graduate. And we think a lot of that has to do with the change from being in a classroom or laboratory-focused setting to actually having the really intense focus of their attention being individual interactions with patients. They really have a huge shift in how they work and how they learn, and we think that's probably associated with a slight decrease in a focus on public health. As you keep going through the medical curriculum, we think you're less likely to actually be thinking about population health issues and more about single patient issues, which is, you know, sort of a false way of thinking. So the mean number of items correctly answered in the evidence base of practice domain was significantly different, but actually in the way it was opposite to what I would have hypothesized. I would have thought that there was less of a demonstration of knowledge of the evidence base of practice based on what I mentioned just a minute ago, but actually we find that they are getting more knowledgeable as they progress through medical school with regard to the evidence base of practice in public health. However, where you were in medical education is not associated with the other three domains we identified. And across all the domains, cohorts did differ on the number of correctly answered items. So our most senior domain averaged 16.3 correct answers versus our incoming students did only 14.2, and that was significant chi-square. So here's it just in percentages. So 58% of our most senior group, which is the bar all the way to the right, 58% of items were answered correctly versus 51% on the overall correctness score. Cohorts also differed in their agreement about technology as the most effective public health approach to address growing numbers of individuals. This is that item I said earlier about the focus on prevention versus focus on technology. So people who agreed and strongly agreed, 42% of the earliest cohort, our brand new medical students, agreed with that versus only 23% for our most senior group. So that actually tells us that the third-year medical students actually get it, that it's not about technology, it's about prevention, it's about patient education and things like that. So that was really reassuring to see. So again, looking at student cohort, incoming versus clerkship, so this is beginning of the first year versus third year students, just a sampling of a few items. In general, for three of these items, which are sort of typical public health knowledge, we see the clerkship students are doing very significantly better in demonstrating their knowledge on these items than are the first year students or the incoming students, which you probably expect. Interestingly, the first year students knew more about Salmonella. They knew that Salmonella is the most common foodborne illness in the U.S., and our third-year students, the vast majority of them got that one wrong. I have no explanation for that. This is also a big, important focus for us because we really want to integrate more population health into the curriculum. So we said, well, you know, tell us how you want to get that. So the leftmost set of bars shows that most students, even the third-year students and the incoming students, agree with the statement that it will be important during my medical education to master topics in public health. Then we begin to see a split on the middle two bars. So the item is, I would be interested in taking one or more courses in public health and health policy. And we actually see the younger students are saying, 98% are saying, yes, I do want that course. And the clerkship students, only 4 out of 5 are saying, yes, I would take that. And then the third one on the right, this pair of bars is, if I were to take additional courses in public health and health policy, I'd like them to be offered as part of my medical education. And again, the incoming students were more likely to say, yeah, I actually want that. And the third-year students were less likely to say they wanted that. So in summary, students in clerkship tend to be less interested in further public health education, but they're actually more knowledgeable about public health. I was personally a little bit surprised by that. Students' attitudes towards public health do not appear to relate to levels of overall public health knowledge, although we see in several individual items that was true, but overall there's not a strong association. There does appear to be a relationship between beliefs regarding strategies to address growing numbers of chronic diseases and knowledge of clinical prevention. And that's the effect I mentioned earlier. And recognition of importance and interest in public health education are high, providing opportunities to improve public health education for medical students. So the take home there is that they are not resistant to the idea that you actually want to change part of their curriculum. They actually do value it, and they're willing to work with us to make sure there's more and better, more effective public health education as part of their four-year curriculum. We think that the implications are that we need additional education in specific public health domains, including prevention of chronic conditions, throughout the medical curriculum. We believe that we can come up with strategies. It's really difficult to add a course to the medical curriculum. It's almost impossible, even though we have a great case for adding a course called public health. And, you know, there'd be a lot of pushback about that. So what we're thinking instead is that we actually want to integrate strategies for strengthening population health concepts all throughout the medical curriculum. So, for example, by building off students' focus on the care of individual patients, which they're really focused on in their third and fourth year, we could build somehow stronger public health knowledge and learning around that focus they have. Integration methods, if we come up with them, can be applied elsewhere in medical student training to improve education of future physicians in public health, especially in the context of health reform, because we think that the students are really curious and really want to learn about what is the impact of health reform on how they will be practicing in the coming years during residency and after residency. So we think we can capitalize on that and get them thinking about healthcare policy, thinking more about prevention, thinking more about healthcare financing, workforce issues, things like that. So you can contact myself or Dr. Jen Carney if you have any questions. Thank you.
Wow, talk about a diverse range of subjects, from youth involvement in advocacy to empowering, the empowering aspects of data, self-assessment in academic institutions, and changing the face of medical education. All very different, but all very enlightening. So would you please join me in thanking all five of the presenters for their excellent presentation. And